in Albany, you know, wouldn't it? Because all of our career politicians are corrupt. So, you know, in terms of myself, the difference between myself and the career politicians is that I was held accountable for my actions. I committed a crime, I served 4 months in Rikers, and I did the time for that crime. It's a lot more different from the politicians that we have in office. You know, I have redeemed myself, and Americans believe in second chances. I'm starting out with a clean slate now, and I'm choosing to advocate for causes that I believe in. And that's something that I would hope to encourage people who might listen to this or hear this, is that everyone deserves a second chance. It's what you do with that second chance that's important.
What are your thoughts
on that? How would you reflect on your performance at the debate tonight?
You know, I think I got the chance to talk about things that are important to me, which are jobs for the people of New York, including many of my friends and family members. I am not leaving politics until we legalize same-sex marriage. So everybody better get used to seeing my face, because that's one of my goals. So if I can say, you know what, I walked away from losing my entire life in jail and losing everything that I had, and I was able to do some good, well, here I am.
What are your thoughts on Mr. Spitzer trying to resurrect his image on CNN right now?
I think whoever told him to smile like a gremlin should be fired. You know, I think he's awful. I think his show would be much more interesting if he, you know, if he was just who he was and start trying to put a happy face, which is just really a mask. And he was very boring, but a lot of the girls told me the same thing about him in bed, that he was boring. So, you know, I guess he didn't fail to meet the expectations.
Given the results, given what happened within the last few weeks with bullying and the controversial topics of color, you know, regarding gay, sex, and marriage, are you concerned that he was only limited to a one-answer question?
Definitely. I mean, I think that, first of all, you know, the gay and lesbian community has invested hundreds of millions of dollars into our current, you know, Senate. And the fact that this issue was downplayed is very disturbing. I think that, you know, New Yorkers believe in equality. And, you know, whether or not you believe, you know, Paladino's argument about the Bible, you know, well, the Bible also says that if your brother should die, you're to take his wife as your own. I don't see people following it that literally. I think that we just need to afford equality to everyone, regardless of sexual preference, regardless of race or gender.
Thank you.
How did it feel to represent women out there tonight about this matter?
Great. I think the women need a voice here in New York. I think that hopefully, you know, next time we can talk about some of the women's issues.